Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, September the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny at 480 and a half, December wheat up 3¾ cents at 599 and a quarter, November beans down 5¼ cents at 1364. We did have a sale this morning of 251,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, that's most likely China. The U.S. dollar is strong here this morning. It's up 39 ticks. These are the highest prices we've seen in the dollar since March. So very strong dollar out here. That always puts exports in a little bit of a question. The bean oil was down 50 ticks overnight. Crude oil was kind of steady when we went off the board at 7:45. But since then, the crude oil is up $1.87. We've rallied almost $2.50. Off of last night's lows. We're up $1.85 a barrel. That should help firm up the bean oil prices out here. The soybean crush on Friday, the USDA crush was strong, 184.8 million bushels. That's higher than the estimates and higher than a year ago in July. The forecast looks certainly wetter in the 10-day period. Next week, it'll be, 70 degrees and some rains in Nebraska, maybe Kansas. So we're going from this incredibly hot weather and dry weather to getting some rains. Illinois is going to get some rains maybe tonight and tomorrow, but not a whole lot of rain. But the temperatures will be much cooler starting tomorrow, mainly in the 70-degree range. Looking forward to this week. We've got crop progress tonight at 3 o'clock. That should give us an idea here of how much this heat hurt last week. I would expect corn ratings to be down a percentage point, and beans, I would guess, at least 2 to 3 percentage points. But it was disappointing last week that they didn't lower them even more. But maybe now with this last week of heat and dryness, maybe they'll see things a little bit differently out here. So overall, for the week, it will get export sales on Friday, a day late because of the holidays. I think the beans will be pretty stout. But overall, we're kind of waiting until next week's supply and demand and crop production numbers. Remember, they'll be as of August 31st. We certainly had a lot of heat and dryness through that time frame. So I'm guessing that they should be shaving bean production and corn production a little bit. I think on the beans, the big question will be, will they raise the acreage numbers? So, the beans have had trouble. We can't continue to maintain closes over 14 bucks. That's a bit of an issue out here. But I think, hopefully we'll see something friendly from crop progress tonight and maybe get this thing into high gear. Funds are still heavily short corn and wheat out here. So maybe they want to come for some corn and wheat here today. They're still long beans, oil, and meal. But again, with the oil, crude oil up $1.73 a barrel here, it should help the bean oil somewhat out here. We'll see if that happens. So overall, I want to be buying breaks in this market and looking for higher prices, perhaps after harvest. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.